From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
It is 7:22, 14 degrees, Wildcat News. Every Wednesday this time this morning, we welcome Superintendent of Humboldt Schools, Mr. Jim Murray. Good morning, sir, and welcome to another month. January just flew by.
It certainly did. Good morning, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know you have a lot of stuff that's going on with the schools. We love that you're here. It's you just kind of open up your books and say, here's what's happening. You know, because a lot of people want to know what's going on. They might not have kids in school. They see the progress that's happening within the Humboldt schools. What is going on?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I do believe our school is the hub of the community. We've got some amazing school activities, whether you come up and see fine arts or whether you come up and see athletics or just come see the students' art that we've displayed in the hallways. We've got a great place to be in this community, and we've got amazing community support with it. And our winter activities are winding up. So last chance to kind of get out there and see some basketball played, I think, as we move through the month. And hopefully you come down and support that. And I'm going to give a shout out to a non-school activity. I don't know if anybody went to community choir last weekend, but those folks put on an amazing show in our high school auditorium. The place was packed, and I have several staff members who participate in that, but we also have several community members in there too. And what an amazing display of talent, but also an amazing display of just tight-knit community people who want to get together and provide a great place for us to live and be in. So shout out to the community choir members.
They practice and work very hard through rehearsal. You never leave without being entertained.
No, and then our staff members work so hard during the school day. It's a challenging job some days. And then the time they're putting into that, too, you could tell that they take it seriously and they want to put something special out there. And they certainly did.
What else is going on with the schools?
Oh, we've got lots going on all the time.
I'm sure you do.
It's always a good time at school. But, you know, we're getting ready for next year. And so right now, we're currently working on next year's calendar, and I always try to fill people in on that. You know, watch the legislative work that's going down in the state. We can't, by law, start school till August 23rd with students, and so we're closely watching to see if they'll move that date a little bit forward. I think that'd help us all fit our calendar more nicely. So we're working on that school calendar for next year, and I am going to send out a survey to some parents this year. I hadn't done that for a few years, where it's got a few more questions to it than it had before. And one is just whether they prefer a calendar with a little less disruption and maybe a little less frequent early outs than we're doing right now, or they like the routine of the Wednesday early outs. And so I'll be putting a calendar out about that. And then really important times for us with enrollment. We want to make sure we're getting our kindergartners registered for next year and our four-year-old preschool students registered for next year. So kindergarten roundup and preschool roundup are happening right now. You can go to the website to find the registration link, but you can also just call Meese Elementary School. Or call and stop by and say hi to me, and I'll certainly get you to where you need to be to get those kids registered for next year. So that's really, really important to us in the upcoming work.
As far as any construction and expansions, are you working on any projects right now?
Oh, goodness, when aren't we working on any projects?
Okay.
But I'm really proud of our facilities. We've done a lot to make our facilities more safe. We've got an amazing school board that supports the work we do instructionally in the classroom and giving the teachers the resources they need, which is our highest priority, safety and instruction, but we're also making our facilities really just welcoming and safe and something we can be proud of. And it's funny you mentioned it, the auditorium fundraiser is kind of winding down a little bit. I don't know if any of you are going to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, but you'll see the Philadelphia Eagles doing a tush push as they try to cross the goal line. We're in our tush push right now, trying to get as many seats sponsored as possible before the end of February. So for those folks, I've talked to a lot of folks that walk around saying, hey, I need to get my check in or I need to get my pledge in. There's still time to do that. You can go to the website to find out that information or the newspaper. We're in there on a weekly basis. But be great if we get a final good tush push and get those auditorium seats sponsored so we can begin construction in the spring. Fundraising wise, it's gone very well. We've got an amazing community here. I'll shout out to our local business people and the folks that work every day and own businesses and banks and such. You know, they get asked every day for fundraising. And so I can empathize what they've got to select to support or not, but they've shown amazing support for our auditorium project. So we may not reach the vision we've initially set out to reach, but it'll still be a beautiful facility for our families and students next year.
What's the seating capacity at the auditorium?
600.
600.
Yeah.
And do you have any idea how many seats you have sponsored and how many remain?
You know, corporately sponsored, we've got a lot of seats that are sponsored. Individually sponsored, about 135 or 140. We still got, I'd love to sell to get another 100 seats sponsored before the end of the month. I think that would be a realistic goal, and it would set us on that path to make the place really special. But then again, you know, our standards are very, very high in this community and very, very high in the school district. I have high standards, and our school board members do too. So whatever we've done, I hope when you walk around in our facilities, you notice that we do it right. And we haven't pinched or cut corners any place with the quality of work that we've done. So ultimately, we're going to get there with that auditorium. It just may take more time.
I had heard a rumor, and I know you can either answer to this or dispel the rumor. Somebody had mentioned that you're talking about a balcony. Is that in the foreseeable future, or is that just off the table?
That's off the table. You know, that would be major construction. I think our 600 seat capacity seems right anyway. I don't know that we'd have to add seats for that, but we're mostly in the world of sound and lighting. You know, the sound and lighting needs to be updated badly there. And that's what it's all about, is the performance. We want amazing performances from anybody who's there. So sound and lighting is what we want to make sure we address no matter what. And then a lot of it's more cosmetic. It just hasn't been updated in years. And some of that's on me. You know, it just hasn't made that prioritized list since I've been here for the 5 years. But when we met with our committee, we always prioritize safety first. And safety comes before cosmetics do. And so now I think that we've got safe buildings and safe entrances, and we've done a lot with security and cameras and staff. I feel good about now addressing some cosmetic needs.
There's a lot that goes into it, a lot of behind the scenes, like you'd mentioned, the audio equipment, the lighting. We see when we're in the seats, you know, our eyes are focused on the stage, but it's the other things that really enhance that experience. You know, things break over time. I mean, they get old and there's new equipment that needs to be replaced. So it's always been a great performance at the high school auditorium, but I can't wait to see what it's going to be when all of this stuff is done.
I can't wait either. And you and Kathy can attest, the world of media, fine arts and sound and so forth, that's a very expensive world to live in. So when you've got equipment that needs updated, it's not cheap, although nothing is anymore.
It's not just the component itself, but then it's getting connected from point A to point B. So then you have all of the cabling, and I can understand, definitely.
Well, it'll be exciting, and certainly be something we're all proud of in the future.
Anything else you want to cover this morning?
No, not really. I just think that our school year is progressing nicely. We're watching the legislative work that's down there at the Capitol. You know, the calendar is important to us because we want to get that set for next year. And I may sit on that one more month before I take it to the school board in case they do make some changes. I'm hearing some momentum for that. So I'm listening for that. And then if you're listening to the legislators down there too, they're talking a lot about math intervention and making sure that we have good support programs in place for students who are struggling in math. So I think that that's a good cause actually for our legislators. I'm excited for the work that we could do to improve that. And then finally, if you're listening, they're talking a lot about that cell phone policy. And truly, folks ask me this every time I see them, what is the cell phone policy? Well, truly, they're already very limited in our schools. I would be an advocate for limiting that cell phone use. I do think we have a responsibility to teach kids to use the cell phone the right way. If we don't teach them how, they don't get opportunities to practice responsibly, how can they do it when we let them go? But we'll watch that closely too. But in the middle school, they have very limited use, and high school varies per classroom, but there's a lot of limited use there. In the elementary, of course, they have in their lockers.
I can only imagine it would be distracting, and for some more than others.
Well, distracting, but at the same time, you need to practice those social skills. You need to make friends. You know, you need to practice your manners at the very least, you know, those things. And so when our head's always down and we're always in that cell phone, I think we lose track that there are folks around us, and having that good social behavior beyond cell phone is something I think that's could be a lost art. You and I grew up without them. I mean, I wasn't sending telegrams or anything like that, but we were certainly hitting the dial button where it turns, you know.
Yeah, the rotary phone.
The rotary phone.
Sure.
Yeah, but overall, I think we've got a school year we can be proud of this year, and I'm proud of the work that our students do and display in their activities. And I'm proud of our teachers' effort, and we've got some amazing school board members that give us what we need to be successful.
Superintendent of Humboldt Schools, Jim Murray, has been our guest on Wildcat News. Thank you for taking time this morning. We appreciate you being here. I wish you a very good rest of the year, and go Cats.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Go Cats.